With just 3 weeks until the primary, Nevada's top Democratic candidates for governor met in Las Vegas last night for the first gubernatorial debate of the 2018 midterm elections. Clark County Commissioners Steve Sisolak and Chris Giunchiglione sparred over several issues, including gun control, taxes, economic development, and raising the state's minimum wage. And we have KUNR's senior political reporter Paul Boger live here in the studio to break it all down. Thanks for joining us, Paul.
Absolutely.
So tell us about the debate.
All right. Last night's hour-long debate was hosted by KLAS-TV in Las Vegas and is the first of two debates between Sisolak and Giunchiglione ahead of the June 12th primary. Throughout the debate, Mr. Sisolak worked hard to come across as a moderate voice that will be able to get things done in the state, whereas Commissioner Giunchiglione continued to take on the mantle of the progressive candidate. Overall, it was pretty emblematic of the campaign so far. Over the course of the hour, the two Democrats really went after each other. They traded barbs, criticized each other's records, much like they've done throughout the entire primary thus far.
Well, one of the biggest debates of this election is sure to be gun control. After the October 1st shooting in Las Vegas and the most recent school shootings in Florida and Texas, both campaigns have been outspoken in their desire for more gun control, right?
Yeah, if you're looking for these two to be friends of the NRA, then you're probably going to be sorely disappointed. You're right, Sisolak and Giunchiglione have been outspoken in their criticism of the organization and are calling for more restrictions. Commissioner Giunchiglione expressed support of Governor Sandoval's plan to convene a task force to look at school safety, but said that that needs to be expanded to increase its scope. In post-debate interviews posted by the Nevada Independent, Giunchiglione went into more depth, saying she would support bans on bump stocks, assault weapons, and high-capacity magazines. During those interviews, she also attacked Sisolak's A-minus rating from the NRA in 2012. Sisolak says he based that decision on questionnaires he filled out in the 90s. During the debate, though, Sisolak laid out an agenda that would definitely lower that rating now. Let's take a listen.
I am in total support. We need to ban bump stocks, ban assault rifles, ban expanded cartridges. We need to do more to assure that these type of actions cannot continue. We need to immediately enforce background checks. The citizens of the state of Nevada wanted background checks. We need to do everything we can to get background checks implemented. Donald Trump is supporting the NRA. Adam Laxalt refuses to implement background checks, and we need to change it.
He also said he'd work to eliminate the state's supremacy clause on guns that allows counties and allow counties more power over gun laws in their own jurisdictions.
So switching gears, Nevada's economy has grown considerably since the recession. What do the two candidates see as the best way to continue that growth?
As for economic development, Commissioner Sisolak says he'd maintain a lot of what Governor Sandoval's already done, essentially by creating large tax breaks to incentivize major companies to move here, namely projects like Tesla, where the state offered more than $1 billion in tax breaks to the battery manufacturer. He also went on to say that, you know, he would continue to expand things like incentives for the Raider Stadium and the Las Vegas Convention Center. Giunchiglione, on the other hand, took a different tact. She, of course, noted that she would have opposed the tax package to the now-defunct car manufacturer Faraday Future, but she's also been an outspoken critic of the $750 million generated by room taxes for the new Raider Stadium. Instead, she says the state should focus more on helping small businesses already here in the state.
And we should be promoting our moms and pops that are in this state and growing them. They don't take a lot of money, but they absolutely are key to our economic development. And more importantly, we should be recruiting veterans-owned businesses, women-owned businesses, Hispanic, Asian, Black. Why are we not growing our own in the long run? And they don't even ask for a lot of incentives.
And just because we're running out of time, let's look at one of your favorite topics to cover, education. What are the plans to improve outcomes in the state?
You know, I think I'd personally be befuddled if I went through an entire election cycle and a politician didn't say education was a top priority. And this one's really no different. Both candidates have presented themselves as strong advocates of public education. Both have acknowledged that there's problems with the state's funding mechanism. That being said, both have laid out an agenda that would look at putting more money into schools in southern Nevada while keeping funding levels for northern Nevada and rural counties at current levels at the very best. Both candidates also back plans to increase teacher salaries.
It's important to note that Paul has sat down for one-on-one conversations with Nevada's top gubernatorial candidates ahead of the primary, and we'll be hearing those interviews in the coming days. Paul, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Bree.